Well, what we've done is worked with the Metropolitan Transit Authority out of New York City that actually started the campaign for If You See Something, Say Something back in 2002. They have licensed us to take that nationwide, which we're going to be doing over the next few months, but the initial rollout was with our partners at Amtrak as part of a dual thing where we are not only talking more to the public about vigilance, but also training their frontline police officers to make sure that they know how to report suspicious activity.
So Amtrak has its own police force?
They do. Police Chief O'Connor from Amtrak PD was with us on our whole big event last week.
Well, let's talk about this safety awareness campaign. Now, does that mean as a passenger, the onus would then be on me if I see something to say something? Or is the onus on Amtrak, or do we all share responsibility?
It's very much a shared responsibility. Of course, DHS has a very large role to play. But, you know, with law enforcement officers around the country, local police officers are 800,000 eyes in communities across the country. And if you're traveling on Amtrak, if you're a regular commuter, you know what looks right and what looks a bit out of place on your morning commute. So all we ask is that people be mindful of that and avail themselves of the Amtrak PD to report that information. So there's bookmarks on trains, there's going to be more posters. And as we roll this out more broadly over the course of the next few months, there's going to be a lot more guidance to passengers as to what kind of things are we actually asking you to look for. So helping educate as well as use them as a resource. Rolling this out has not been in response to a specific threat, but we have absolutely seen that terrorist groups overseas have attacked just not that long ago in Russia, a passenger train was attacked with improvised explosive devices. We've seen it in Spain, and mass transit buses, subways, and passenger rail has been something that's been attacked by terrorist groups overseas on a number of different circumstances.
So let's talk about the way passenger screening might happen, or if it is even being contemplated, if there's going to be a step further to go with this, how that would work, or give me a for instance.
Well, actually, it's something that we do on a pretty regular basis. If anybody was traveling on Amtrak over the 4th of July weekend along the East Coast corridor, they may have seen a good deal of additional security presence, including mobile screening units where people were screening their TSA officers were out screening passengers' bags before getting on trains. There's some standoff technology using millimeter wave that we've looked at that is different than what we do in airports. It's something that's very passive and just looks like a video display. But the challenge in passenger rail, mass transit, unlike airports, is that people aren't going through a checkpoint. They are systems that are designed specifically to be free, open, and accessible. So you have to have a different kind of security posture. And that's why we have to partner with law enforcement, which is such an important part of what we do.
It really does seem like there's no one person or there's no one entity that can handle something like this. We all have to work together to keep the bad guys at bay and to keep people safe on the trains.
Absolutely, and it's not a new idea. If you take a look at the neighborhood watch initiatives that have been in place for decades in communities around the United States, it's the same sort of thing. So that's why as part of the See Something, Say Something campaign, we also provided this robust training to Amtrak PD and through TSA gave them access to a system that's the National Suspicious Activity Reporting Initiative to allow them to upload any relevant information that helps inform the broader intelligence picture across the entire United States.
We're talking with Amy Kudwa, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Office of Public Affairs for the Department of Homeland Security, talking about the safety awareness campaign. Is there any concern that you might get folks who are anxious or super paranoid and you might get flooded with information?
And actually, that's a question that Police Commissioner Ray Kelly got in New York as we launched this last week, that exact question. And since they've had the experience of running a program very much like this in New York since 2002, they've really not seen that be the case. But it's also important that we train law enforcement who receive this information to make a determination as to what is appropriate to then share with the broader intelligence community. So there are very robust privacy and civil liberties protections built into the law enforcement training, as well as multiple levels of independent review. But from a standpoint of people reporting activity as, you know, everyday citizens, that's really not something they've seen. There have been upticks, of course, after specific terrorist or attempted terrorist attacks, but that generally levels out pretty quickly.
It circles us right back to the beginning where when you think TSA, you think of airplanes. Should we stop that mindset? Is that a mental block we need to get past and think of rail and commuter trains too?
Well, it's definitely something that when TSA was stood up in 2002, it's written into the law that created TSA that they have responsibility across all sectors of transportation. Of course, you know, millions of Americans encounter TSA at the airport every day, so that's always going to be their most visible. But we have a new TSA administrator, John Pistol, who came to us from being the deputy director at the FBI, and he's focused on partnering with law enforcement, and it's something that TSA has always been active in these other modes of transportation. We're just talking to the public a bit more about that and that particular mode of transportation right now. It's on Amtrak now that we're going to start seeing it in communities across the country into the fall, and again, more information about what we're looking for. So there's lots of resources that are going to be available, and those will be available on the TSA website, and encourage people to go take a look.